Now, I'm not going to lie, that was beautiful and scary. Could you imagine being in that lighthouse? I would have shit my pants. But I wouldn't shit my pants worse than I would if I was pretending to be a gangster in my room in my mother's house, rapping about a bunch of bullshit that I've never done, and my mom caught me doing it.
God, bitch, I'm headed to the top, and you can suck a nigga dick, bitch, suck a nigga dick.
I know, motherfucker, why
ma'am.
are you not cussing
No,
up in here?
ma'am. No,
I
ma'am.
know, motherfucker,
No, ma'am.
why are you not cussing up in here? Cuss again,
motherfucker. I was trying
cuss
to make a song.
Again.
I was trying to make
cuss
a song.
Again.
I'm sorry.
Song my ass. Don't cuss. You know motherfucking way I don't play that cussing shit, motherfucker.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No,
door.
ma'am. No, ma'am.
You hit the door?
No, ma'am.
You hit, give me
some. I didn't hit that
in that
door.
Give me some, motherfucker.
Boy, oh boy. Could you imagine? Ah. Phony thugs. You gotta love it when they get busted. Anyway, guys, what's going on? Livestream is tonight. Livestream will be held on you already know where, on Telegram. If you're not a member, just go to @PatriotClubBot on Telegram. Sign up. That's how you become a member of Dr. Patriot Club. In order to be in the chat, the chat is free. It's 100% free. You could be in the chat to see the dumb memes that these guys do. I got the greatest show on earth. I got the greatest show on earth, and it's awesome. And the greatest people, the greatest patriots. Unbelievable. Anyway, so for everybody that will be on Telegram, we're gonna have some fun tonight. I got a lot of stuff. For us to look into. Now, I saw this story, and at first I was mad. Oh, no. Sorry, 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 sorry. I misspoke. At first I was happy. I was like, good. The bad guy got what he deserved. And then I went to look at the comments, and then I said, wait, what? And then I went back and rewatched the video. And I said, wait a minute, they're thinking about charging him? This is going to frustrate the hell out of you, but you guys need to see it nonetheless, which is why the Kyle Rittenhouse thing was so important. You know what I mean? I can't defend myself, but I'm going to play the whole story. It's about 2 minutes. I'll play the whole clip and then we'll talk about it afterwards.
Now at 5, turning the tables, Action News obtained dramatic new video of the moment a customer fought back when a would-be robber confronted him in a Philadelphia smoke shop.
Yeah, it only took the customer a matter of seconds to realize what was happening and reach for the robber's gun. Action News reporter Katie Castro live at police headquarters tonight with the video you'll only see right here on Action News. Katie.
Brian and Shari, residents we spoke with, are really upset by all of this. As you'll see in the video, these were some frightening moments. Exclusive surveillance video obtained by Action News shows the moments the tables were turned on an alleged robber. Philadelphia police say the suspect, believed to be in his early 20s, came into this smoke shop just after 1 a.m. on the 5300 block of 5th Street in Olney. You can see the would-be robber approach a 45-year-old man standing by the ATM. In a split second, the man managed to get the gun away from the suspect and shot him multiple times.
I heard two pops and I woke up out of my sleep and I heard somebody scream.
The attempted robbery victim hit the suspect in the face with the gun. At the same time, a shot went off and shattered the glass door. The bullet also hit the victim's friend who was standing outside. Then you see the alleged robber bolt out the glass door. Police caught up with the suspect about 2.5 blocks away on the 400 block of West Olney Avenue inside this stolen Toyota. Police say he bled to death from multiple gunshot wounds. Police are still searching for the person who drove the robbery suspect in the Toyota before abandoning the car with the man still inside bleeding. Now, the man shot in the shoulder is expected to survive. As for the shooter, police say he is cooperating, and it's still under review if he'll face any charges at this time. Police say they also believe no one in the store had anything to do with this at this point.
Now, the fact that they're even considering charges against the man, they said the alleged suspect. Alleged. Like, it's right on camera. Guy's using the ATM. Dude comes up trying to rob him for whatever money he's pulling out. Dude gets the gun from him, which is an act of God, in my opinion. Damn, he acted fast. Shoots the motherfucker, and you're thinking about pressing charges on him? So, okay. So what you're saying is, somebody comes up to you with a gun, a criminal. See, and this is why I fucking hate the Democrat Party, because this is the type of dystopian America that they're trying to create. It's okay. Just let the bad guy win. Just let the gunman shoot you. Or like a faggot Justin Trudeau said, you're not allowed to defend yourself with a gun in Canada. Wait a minute. Huh? So then how am I supposed to defend myself? I have a gun. What? What if he has a gun too? I'm going to say, oh, you know, Justin Trudeau said that I'm not supposed to use a gun. Let me grab my baseball bat. Really? The idea that they are even thinking about pressing charges or charging this dude who walked into a fucking smoke shop, tried to get some money out the ATM, some nigga came in, tried to rob him, he got the gun, got the drop on a bad guy, put him down, he ran out, gets in the damn car, dies, bleeds out, his homeboy abandoned him, left him, but you're thinking about charging the guy, the victim, in the crime? I looked at the comments and I said, what the fuck? Really? So what? In America, we can't defend ourselves anymore? So what happens? So next thing you know, somebody breaks into my house, your house, anybody's house. And then you defend your house? Some dude says, hey man, I'm only here to rape and molest and murder your children. You have a gun in your hand. Well, I can't use this. Because I'll get in trouble. I'll be the one in jail. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm going to defend my family any way that I could. I don't care if I got to use a fucking wiffle ball bat. If that's what I have open to me at the time, yes. But the idea of, New York. Asshole walks behind the register, starts attacking the fucking guy at the bodega. Guy at the bodega pulls out a fucking big ass knife. Boop! Got him. Right here. Over. It's over. He's dead. He's gonna bleed out within seconds. But now they put him in Rikers Island. Now, I don't know what happened afterwards, but I know they did arrest him. For what? Defending himself? Man, let me tell you something. And all this bullshit about the whole Speaker of the House thing and Kevin McCartney. Listen, Kevin McCartney is a fucking agent, okay? He's a part of the swamp. I tried my best not to even bring that bullshit up. And then I told Buster, I said, Buster, I said, nah, man, I would prefer Jim Jordan than McCartney, right? And then I look and I see Jim Jordan is giving a speech glorifying McCartney. I said, this guy's a piece of shit. It's well documented. This guy does coke. He fucking hits on young girls, staffers in the house. That's why they got rid of, what's his name in North Carolina? Because he actually spoke up about it. This guy's involved in orgies and cocaine and perverted activity. And you mean to tell me you think I want him to be Speaker of the House? Are you fucking crazy? We're at a crossroad right now that's so fucked up. It's like Samson said, fuck all the politicians. I don't trust anything they say. And it's true, because then you have Marjorie Taylor Greene, somebody that's supposed to be our friend, or at least we thought, is sitting there also saying, yes, yes, let's elect McCartney. Everybody that clapped for fucking Zelensky when his ass was sitting where the President of the United States should have been standing, I don't trust any of you. At this point, I'm like, fuck it, just make Matt Gaetz Speaker of the House. But Jim Jordan, no, I don't want that job. I don't want that job. We're on our own. Fuck it. All these fucking suits, it's like the Republican and Democratic Party. Democrats wanted slavery, Republicans didn't. Somehow, some way throughout history, that got switched around, and the Democrats are the good guys? You understand what I mean? It's like a total fucking swap. Kevin McCartney? What a piece of shit. That motherfucker is the epitome of the swamp. The epitome of it. Anyway. You guys been to Walmart lately?
You finna tase him off,
baby? I cut this bitch head open with this bottle. Let that bitch pull out a taser.
Man, cream my shit.
Stick her in. Stick her in. Stick her in. Stick her in. Stick her in.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Hey. Oh, my mother, don't jump in.
Now, the title of that video is, there seems to be a common denominator here. Niggas! It never stops, but at the same time, this is the same road that the politicians are pushing us down. It's never gonna stop. It's never going to stop. That America that you and I once knew, long time ago, when crime was punished, where the bad guys, you know, did hard time, that's long gone, my friends, because this is every day. Could you imagine being there with your family? I have three girls. Could you imagine I'm just sitting there, all right, so do you want the berry, raspberry lemonade, or do you want the, oh, shit! And I see that shit break out, I'm going to want to get my kids as far away from that as possible. But that's become the new normal. Kind of like if you go to some parts of the country where drugs are just like ubiquitous. They're everywhere. And the thing is, here's the scary part. The people are not even ashamed to talk about it. This is Oregon.
Like being homeless in Portland.
It's a piece of cake, really. I mean, that's why you probably got so many out here, because they feed you three meals a day. You don't have to do shit but stay in your tent or party, or if you smoke a lot of dope, you can do that. What else? What else, Melissa? What else do I say? I'm being interviewed. That's really it. It's like you wake up, you go eat a blanche, get high. Go eat a blanche for lunch, get high. Go eat dinner, get high. And that's all you do all day long, every day. I'm being honest.
You gotta give it to her, because at least she's honest. You know, I realize that homeless dope fiends are the most honest people in the world. They really are. They'll tell you. I showed you guys a video a month and a half ago about the dope fiend. I think that one was in California, though. Same shit. And this is all funded by our tax dollars. You know, the people that actually have to fucking hand in paperwork one time a year to the IRS and tell them how much money we made and how much they could fuck us for? Yeah. We're the ones paying for it all, folks. Every last fucking bit of it. I don't know. How about if you're just some random black guy in Los Angeles and you're just chilling? Nothing, you're not doing nothing, you're just talking to two girls. And then all of a sudden, some niggas jump out of a car and they want to rob you.
A brazen daytime robbery attempt captured on security video. Look at this, it happened near Melrose Avenue and Vista Street. This is in the Fairfax area. Investigators say two men got out of their car and confronted the person in the blue shirt, believing he was about to be robbed. That man pulled out a gun and fired. The would-be robbers went running and police captured them soon after. Now the LAPD is asking for help in finding the person with the blue shirt.
Why are you looking for the guys in the blue shirt? Like, look, yeah, I understand there's an investigation, you gotta look into certain shit, alright, blah, 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 blah. Okay, last time I checked, I just saw that same fucking video, the guy in the blue shirt wasn't fucking with anybody, he was sitting there talking to two females, probably trying to get laid because he's a man, and then two niggas jump out of a car and try and fucking rob him, and he was just faster on the draw than they were. You see how they run away like bitches? Once they see the guns, or in their case, hear the guns start going off, they don't know if they're hit. They just start running like a bunch of hoes. Like, listen, here's the thing, guys. Like, I don't understand why people can't live like me. You know? I don't fuck with anybody. I stay away from trouble. I take care of my family. Call me a bitch if you want, but I cook every single night for them. I feed my wife. I feed my kids. I make sure everybody's bellies are full. I make sure everybody gets to school on time every day. I make sure I'm here the second my kids get off the school bus. And I'm happy. My wife is a pain in the ass sometimes, but whose isn't? Like, what I'm trying to say is this. Stay away from crime. Stay away from crime. Don't fucking break the law. Speaking about breaking the law, right? In the worst way possible. Let's talk about a catastrophic breaking of the law that these criminals, up until this point, have gotten away with. Hopefully they won't get away with it forever, but to be honest with you, if the House is sitting there trying to nominate McCartney as Speaker of the House, these people will never have to answer for what they do. Guys, come on. At this point, come on. Let's keep it fucking real. Let's keep it real. Nothing's gonna happen. FBI is corrupt. CIA is corrupt. DA is corrupt. NSA is corrupt. Everybody's fucking corrupt. DOJ is corrupt. Everybody's fucking corrupt. Who's going to jail? None of them. But who gets surprise warrants at their house with the FBI in full tech gear, fucking AR-15s? Oh, the people that didn't commit crimes. You went to fucking Roger Stone with a fucking hit squad? Really? For what? Because he told a lie? Where's the FBI going to Jim Clapper's house? How about Brennan's house? How about Pelosi's house? How about Adam Schiff's house? Oh, no. You're never going to see that. Ever. You're never going to see that. But anybody that's on the right side, and when I say right, I'm not saying right, left, Democrat, Republican. I'm not saying that. I mean the right side of things, as in people trying to reveal the truth. Anybody that's trying to reveal the truth and tell the American people what the fuck is going on, oh, no. They're always under constant fire. Now let's take one example. The vaccine, man. What did Joe Biden say? If you take the vaccine, you won't get sick and you won't die. He said that. Those words came out of his mouth. Did the FBI show up to the fake White House where he is? Because he's never been in a White House. Come on. Let's talk about the vaccine for a second. Totally safe. And effective. It works. And when it doesn't work, we pay off the big news organizations to make sure that they deliberately do not post any stories on it. And I'm sure you're not going to see Don Lemon remove the penis from his mouth to talk about her.
كل شيء عندي ما مريضة تمشي مرض ما عندي سكر ما عندي ملح ما عندي كلاوي ما عندي ريا ما عندي كبدة ما عندي درت اللقاح من اللقاح ما كيناش جوج سيمانات ثلاثة حسيت براسي عييت وليت شادة على الفراش وباغا نبركعا في الدار بغيت باغا نخرج حتى شي بلاصة باغا عا داري.
You think you're gonna hear anybody talk about that poor woman? that got the vaccine safe and effective. It's good. Don't worry about it, man. Get your vaccine. Go back to work. Oh, shit. By the way, you need about fucking five more afterwards. Did you have your boosters? Right. Yeah, I know. I know. It's just killing motherfuckers all around the world. But, hey, man, don't worry about it. We own the mainstream media. We'll make sure that nobody ever hears these stories. I don't know, niggas. I don't know what you want me to tell you. Listen, the second you start to tell me, right, people start dropping dead. I think it's about the fifth time I'm going to say this to you. Whenever you deliberately try and frame it like, oh man, this person got sick and died. We have no idea what it was. But what we do know is it wasn't due to them getting this vaccine. Bitch, you think the devil cares about all, even the ones that went and sold their souls to the devil, you think the devil give a fuck about you? The devil's plan right now was changing your fucking genetic makeup. Changing your DNA. He doesn't give a fuck who dies in the process. He only told you he cared about you. He only gave you fame and money. Just so that you could keep spitting his bullshit. But at the end of the day, Satan don't give a fuck about you. If your body cannot merge with the fucking mRNA, he don't give a fuck about you. He don't care if you died. And there are so many that did. Sometimes, you know the pharmaceutical? I guess you could kind of call it that. Bayer, whatever the fuck. Sometimes they fuck up and they say the quiet part out loud.
And for us, therefore, we're really taking that leap, us as a company, Bayer, in cell and gene therapy, which to me is one of these examples where really we're going to make a difference, hopefully, moving forward. There's some, ultimately the mRNA vaccines are an example for that cell and gene therapy. I always like to say, if we had surveyed 2 years ago in the public, would you be willing to take a gene or cell therapy and inject it into your body, we would have probably had a 95% refusal rate. I think this pandemic has also opened many people's eyes to innovation in the way that was maybe not possible before.
I did a show on this a couple days ago. It's about this, guys. It's all about this. Something that was given to us by God. Our DNA, guys. Our fucking DNA. And out of nowhere, the devil got smart enough to learn exactly how to get his fucking DNA, the serpent, into us. It's all about our DNA. Stay pure. I don't give a fuck what anybody tells you. Guys, listen, if I was one of these fucking people to sit here and tell you, well, if you're going to get the vaccine, then I guess your body, your choice. No, nigga, I'm not going to say that. Don't take that shit. Either you're going to die or you're going to merge. You will no longer be a creation of God. So, think about it. Changing gears. Balenciaga got fucked up over the last couple months when they, again, start showing the secret part out loud. Babies, bondage, all types of disgusting shit about what they want to do to children, right? So Balenciaga said, hey man, we got to change our image. And the right people to help us change our image is... Can we say that part? Disney. So just to get this straight, a company that was just exposed to being run by a bunch of pedophiles is rebranding by going to a company that is notorious for employing pedophiles. Jury's out on that one. Yeah, listen, it's not funny. It's fucking horrific. But you guys get the point. You're smarter than they are. Oh, no, Disney, Balenciaga. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Guess what? They're partners. Disney? Yeah? What is it? Club 33? Disney? I don't know what the fuck that's for. I'm sure it has nothing to do with children. Has nothing to do with pedophilia, with maps, minor attracted persons. Has nothing to do with any of that, obviously. And if you think so, you're a white supremacist. Just saying. Also, now, for the record, those are a bunch of men dancing for a little girl. Now, look. I see shit like that, right? And in one hand, I'm asking, what's wrong with the men dressing as women, you know, in front of kids, right? Obviously. We all do this, guys. We say, well, why the fuck are they performing for little kids and they're dancing and spandex and they have dicks and whatever? Of course, it's human nature. That's the first thing we ask ourselves. But then, we have to think about something else. These kids don't have driver's licenses. Who's driving them there? Who's bringing them there? Go back and watch that video. Look at all the dumb bitches in the background. Ahoo! Yeah, woo! Guys, I'm usually an optimistic person. But based on this, Yelena purchased this for me. Has my name in it. My Bible, my own personal Bible. But based on that book, I don't want to use profanity while I have it in my hand. But based on that book, we're fucked. I told you, beginning of the year, it would take a miracle to save us from this predicament that we now find ourselves in. An absolute act of God is the only thing that could save us. Because this is normal. I think about it. I'm like, who the fuck would go there? Like, even if you don't have kids, because a lot of those girls look young. So even if they don't have kids, and you see the little fucking Asian bitch keep walking up trying to give the kid money to give to the fucking creep. Here, give him money. Give him money. The fuck? I keep going back to Samson. Samson said, ask me. I think we're fucked. This shit is beyond repair. Do you know how many motherfuckers would have to die for our country to be restored back to its original glory? You can't save these people. You can't help these people. So the whole fucking thing is just has to collapse. And the same people that sitting there aiding and abetting this shit, Green New Deal, trannies in school, all these fucking lunatic teachers talking about kids and their pronouns and shit like this, they'll be the first ones. They're food. These are not people that know how to use firearms. These aren't people that are practicing prepping, practice self-defense. No, they're run by something far more dangerous. And I tell you guys this shit all the time. What's far more dangerous than a knife or a gun? Ideology. Their ideology is what makes them dangerous. They don't care if something is right or wrong. They made their mind up before they even fucking heard the damn question. Balenciaga and Disney. Yeah, I know. Yeah, great, man. Great. And every now and then, we get a cartoon that actually tells the truth. And in this case, one cartoon is Family Guy.
20 Christmas decorations. First, ethnically accurate Jesus goes right here next to Father Mary and Mother Josephine, followed closely by the three genderless wise people on their bird scooters, Tig Notaro for some reason, and of course, the little drummer them, because God forbid we call a boy a boy.
Dad, what are you saying?
I don't like what the world is. I'm white. When's it gonna be our turn?
And just like that, they tell the truth. But you're not supposed to notice that. Shut up, bigot. By the way, David sent me this. You know, everybody's making a big deal about this. What the fuck? What the hell's the guy's name? The football player DeMille Hamill or some shit? I don't know. But the guy that passed out on the football field. Turns out there's a lot more to that shit.
60 seconds and your popcorn. So everybody goes, hey, Script, man, why are you talking about this ambulance? There was a name on it. You just don't know what you're talking about. All right, I'm going to break it down for you guys. So everybody says this to me. They go, there is a name on it. I see it. There is a little name right there, right? And then it had one on the back. Did you notice anything else about this? It's got white lights. And you're going to go, oh, Script, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay, University of Cincinnati. Okay. That right there is the license plate. It belongs to a Chevy Express. That's a 2016. Shout out to my Maria. I'll read this real quick. You're onto something. I'm in the EMS field. Every agency wants to broadcast their name. I did some digging. Kettering Health took over the contract. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Poor. And what do we have here? A list of aircraft fleet UC Health Air. Hmm. Looks like one right there, right? Isn't that it? Don't they have, like, red lights? They do. Here, let me show it to you. For all the people, here's the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Here's the real ambulance. That's the real one right here. Okay? That's the real one right there. See how it has red, white? And did you look on the front? Well, screenshot and look on the front. It's a Ford, not a Chevy. And here they are side by side. Hey, did you guys know that they got a $221 million contract to upgrade their fleet? So this is the one that they're saying belongs to these guys, okay, that showed up on the field. Oh, Script, they just leave that there. It's for the football games. Yeah, Monday Night Football, you're going to leave this ugly freaking U-Haul truck here that's a cutaway? And not put this one right here on the field? Get the fuck out of here. You guys gotta stop, man. Stop doubting me. I am the receipt keeper. And thank you to my Maria because she found it. Because they were bashing her. You guys gotta stop bashing us. Now, we ain't saying the man ain't dead. I'm not saying that the man didn't have a heart attack. I'm not saying that. But what the fuck is up with all the damn subliminal shit going on the field? Everybody kneels and prays. Number 33 is standing up. Then on top of that, this is the 17th week of the NFL. 17. I'll let you guys do the rest of the math. But stop trying to call me out, man. Y'all looking stupid every time I gotta fucking come here and prove something. Okay? Why would you have this ugly ass Chevy, and I showed you the license plate, when you got this right here? This right here to drive.
They don't worry about it. It's all a coincidence. All of it. I'm thinking sacrifice. But that's just me. But they want you looking at dumb shit like that. What about, what was his name? Rabbi Abe, what the fuck? Remember when he told you this and we all were meant to think he's crazy? And by the way, I'm not going to show it, but I went and looked him up. First thing that came up article was, it's disinformation.
God. how did you ever totally get control of these Christian churches who at one time told their congregations to stay away from you Jews? How did that happen?
Well, you know, our father Lucifer, all the organizations out there on the earth that we would want to infiltrate and take over of you Goyim, obviously would be the churches. So we attacked them first, and we attacked them most. And we infiltrated the Catholic Church right from the very beginning. Why do you think the Pope and all the cardinals and the bishops wear a yarmulke? The white race never figures this out. And so then we took all your books that had all your scriptures in there, and we burned them. And then we wrote them in Latin so that you couldn't understand them. But we understood Latin because we're Jews and we're smart and we're educated. But you, Goyim out there, you never teach yourself. You don't self-teach. You're always looking for somebody else to do it for you. So you wind up being schleppers all your life.
There you go. That's how they really feel about us, the Jews. But don't worry about it. You can't criticize them because they suffered through the Holocaust. How dare you criticize them? Don't you guys fucking control everything? But somehow you're the victims? That's weird. White people are bad. That's what they say. Or at least that's the narrative that they're pushing out. Listen, I'm out of here, but I'm going to leave you guys with a video that just dropped yesterday that Jeremy sent to me this morning. I believe it's 2 plus 2 equals 5 by somebody called, is it High Res? Now, personally, I didn't know this motherfucker. I didn't, but Jeremy sent me the video. I watched it. It had Dr. Malone in it. It had, what's his name? J.P., Sears, is that it? I don't know. But I'm not going to leave you a comedy, but I'll leave you with a music video. And to be honest with you, it all fucking makes sense. It does. I'll see you guys on the live stream tonight. I love you guys. God bless you. Keep Jesus close to you. Listen, don't fall for any of this bullshit. Don't fall for any of it. We're in a fucking war. It's been a spiritual war for a while now. We have to keep fighting. But as far as elected officials, we're fucked. They're all corrupt. They're all compromised. Like Buster said, man, we're on our own. But let's hear some dope rhymes before we leave. I love ya.
So it's different, as you know, that with equity comes... Class, please welcome the new student, Robert.
Welcome, Robert!
Well, thanks for the warm welcome, Teach. It's lit, no cap.
Take a seat.
White privilege is something welcome. That each and every one thank of these bigots and colonists
have. Wow.
Kick the fathers out of the house, send the mothers back to work. Let the school system parent your children right from the birth. Make them meal, feed them pills, confuse them about what's real. Tell them facts don't really matter, it's all about how you feel. Science and math erases, history let's erase it. Indoctrinate a whole generation, you can't escape it. It's bigger than American politics, you're an accomplice. White people, racist and bigots, and you're a colonist. If you want freedom, we'll encourage to do the opposite. It's toxic masculinity if a man is too confident. Excuse me, what's a woman? Well, I am not a biologist. Common sense is really not common when you're a communist. Parents that care about their kids, let's call them terrorists. It's cool to be a feminist and an environmentalist. And if you love the country that makes you a white supremacist, don't even try defending it, cause what you say's irrelevant. Come on, put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bruh. 2 plus 2 equals 5. You a racist if you don't think that add up.
Better not be in here telling these children that men can't get pregnant.
Of course not, Mr. Smith.
And did you tell all the white children that they are racist?
And colonizers and bigots, yes.
Very good.
Go and put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bruh. 2 plus 2 equals 5. You a homophobe if you don't think that adds up. Don't have children. If you do, then abort them. If your neighbors don't comply with the government, then report them. If you have independent thoughts, then just ignore them. Communism's the way, democracy is too boring. Bring your kids to a drag show. Give them a couple dollars to put right up in their asshole. Don't worry about the Epstein flight logs. The case is closed, so don't even go and ask, bro.
get pregnant. Put your hands down, no more questions. Don't say pedophile, just say ALA. Adults that like adolescents. Come on, put your hands up, everybody stand up.